On today's episode, I'm going to talk you through more about the connection between the vocal cords and the cervix, what we can do to increase that connection, and how we can learn how to use our voice to tap into our creativity and start living the life that we love. Stay tuned. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the Intuitive Femme Network. Last week, I mentioned in that episode about how our vocal cords and our cervix started out as the same tissue in utero and then split as we were forming and growing to become the vocal cords, the larynx, and the cervix, uterus. So there were a lot of questions about this and a lot of interest on this. So knowing me, I decided to dig into this more and I found some really, really interesting information. And so I wanted to add this into my schedule for the podcast because this is really profound. As someone who works with women and I work with them in a way of not only healing, but we also are building their businesses. We're helping them to create their own signature offers, to get their gifts out to the world, to make that contribution, to feel that soul satisfaction. But one of the biggest challenges that I see with my clients is this fear of showing up, this fear of being authentic, speaking our truth. So this comes into play when we're doubting ourselves when it comes to our signature offer. I don't know if I have enough to offer. I don't know if people could find value in this information. A lot of this like downplaying ourselves and the contribution that we have to offer to the collective, but also this fear of showing up for fear of persecution. So we talked about this a few episodes ago. So if you haven't watched that episode, go back and watch it. But I talked about the witch's wound and how this inherited persecution wound affects us in such a profound way because we're afraid of showing up due to this fear of persecution that we inherited from our ancestors or perhaps from past life trauma, depending on if you believe in that. So with that fear, with this fear of, my gosh, if I say the wrong thing, I'll be cast out of society, right? If I do the wrong thing, I'll get the scarlet letter, you know, all of this kind of idea, we start to kind of shut down. We also go through life, at least I did. I am at the time of this recording 38 years old. So growing up, I was still growing up in an age and time where we were told, oh, just hug the creepy uncle. You don't want to hurt his feelings. So it was like, even though you're uncomfortable, you don't want to make bodily contact with this adult man. Do it anyway. No one cares about your needs or your bodily autonomy or your bodily safety. We don't want to hurt his feelings. So we were taught that we are responsible for men's feelings in this way, and that our desire pertaining to our own bodily autonomy was not important. This sounds like such a small thing. It's just as small of a thing that we think about when it comes to raising our young boys, right? And not making sure that we are saying no means no. So when they're trying to push, we already tell them, no, you can't get that candy bar. And then they push and they push and they push until mom finally gives in, right? As a young boy, this then grows into an adult that says, no does not mean no. And if I just keep pushing to get forced consent, then I could still get what I want, right? So keeping these things in mind as to what we are growing up with and these programs that are being installed in our subconscious mind about our perception of the world is important, especially for us as women, because growing up in that way, it was like, hey, what you feel, what you have to say, it doesn't matter because someone else is more of a priority, and that other priority is typically going to be a man. Okay, and especially an adult man, which is, that's just like creepy in and of itself, right? When we look back and think on that, it's like, oh gosh, okay. Anyway, so when we're growing up with that, we start to learn that speaking our truth, speaking our voice, sharing our needs, vocalizing something is irrelevant, right? It's not important. Don't bother. This is kind of the programming that we generate over time as a little girl. And so when we become an adult, we start fearing speaking our truth, showing up authentically, exposing what's truly in our heart, because one, we feel like it's not relevant. No one cares. Two, we're afraid we're going to upset someone. So we go into people pleasing. Three, we are afraid that we'll be persecuted, right? So it's like this trifecta of just why bother? And then throw in this aspect that we're now all showing up on social media, and this is the way to connect with other people who are interested in learning from us, that there's trolls out there and people that have nothing better to do with their time than to let perfect strangers know how much they don't approve of them. So it's like, what a luxury, right? I wish that I had so little to worry about in life that I cared about a random stranger's facial piercings or what they're wearing or whatever, you know, like who cares? But this is the world that we're living in. And so as we're moving through this world and as we're navigating it, we don't feel safe. We don't feel safe to speak up. So understanding this connection and understanding this programming that's been around our throat, we then kind of dive down into the womb space. So let's start making this connection. Knowing that those two tissues started out as the same and they still have a connection today, and also knowing that our sacral chakra and our womb space is our portal of creation. We as the feminine have that portal within us where the divine brings souls through and we convert them into human beings. This is why women traditionally and typically have higher intuition, are more connected into spirituality and the spiritual realms, because we have this innate connection through the veil. It's also a reason why the masculine really wants access to that, is because they don't have as easy access to it. And so they are wanting it, and sometimes they want to force access to that subconsciously, because they don't know what it is that they're really wanting. They just know that they want to feel something. So understanding this is like, we've been told, don't speak up because what you have to say isn't valid. And then also being made to feel like I don't want to say we've been made to feel objectified, because we have been, but made to feel like we are just here to like serve at the whim of the masculine, to not make them feel bad, to not hurt their feelings, to make them feel better. How many times have we self-abandoned and participated in certain things when we really didn't want to, because we felt a level of obligation, because we didn't want to upset someone. We didn't want to hurt someone's feelings. So we self-abandoned and went along with something that we had no interest in participating in. We don't want to do it.
Hey, Nancy here. Sorry to interrupt this video right now, but I want to remind you, if you are looking to improve your feminine embodiment and want to stand more in your feminine power, go ahead and grab my authority activation today. You can either click the link below in the description or scan the code right here.
And it's because we were taught there's no point in saying something because no one cares, right? So then we self-abandon, and then we've been infiltrated by energy that is out of alignment with our desires, low vibrational energy, right? So I've heard it referred to as the masculine anatomy. We'll just say that. We'll try to keep things PG here. Is like their programming stick, right? There's a DNA energetic exchange that happens. And so whatever is going on in their energy and in their DNA, whatever depression, unresolved traumas, and unresolved stuff that their other partners have had, we're now absorbing that into our body. So physically, but also energetically. And so now we are lowering our vibration. Our frequency is going down and we're absorbing this other person's stuff. And so this falls into this realm of feeling like and believing like we are responsible. Like it's my duty as a woman to make the masculine feel better. It's like this is this overall program. And I would love to hear from our feminine audience if this resonates. Like, do you feel this? Do you hear this? Is this something you've experienced as well? Because I've worked with like hundreds, if not thousands of women. And this is a pretty common theme that I've come across. So I'd love to hear from you. If this is something that you're like, yep, I'm with you, Nancy. I hear you. So, okay. So we've gone into all of this. When we have shut down our voice and then our womb space has been kind of programmed in a lower vibration, our whole body becomes in dysregulation. It's just not operating in the way that feels aligned to us. We are meant to be the creators. We are meant to be the creatrix because, again, we have that portal and we speak things into existence. Now, I will be the first to go ahead and acknowledge and say for those that are coming across me and this for the first time, I do not ascribe to any form of organized religion. I'm a very spiritual person, but I did grow up Christian. And so I know the Bible because I was forced to read it multiple times. But if we go back to this concept that God spoke the world into existence, right? The voice is very, very powerful. We've seen this in a lot of different research studies with the ice crystals, right? With water having memories. And stuff that we speak into plants, even because plants have water in them. So it's like what we speak matters. The vibration affects us very, very deeply. And so if we are speaking into existence what it is that we're wanting, this makes us very powerful, especially if we have this connection into our womb space when we are creating. When we know that we have this sacredness, we know we have this power and we're going to speak life into our experience versus when we have been suppressed and oppressed and hurt and used, and we start to adopt these beliefs about our worth and our usefulness. This is where so many women, when it comes to sharing their gifts, there's this lack of belief where it's like, no one cares. I don't know if I really have anything to contribute. I don't know if anyone will see value in me because they haven't felt that they have been valued in the past. So this is why I work so much in a holistic way to help women heal these deep-seated beliefs and programs. Because when it comes to building a business, it's not a cakewalk. It's challenging. And understanding so much of these blockages and where they come from, we need to be able to clear them out in order for us to start showing up consistently, in order for us to start having content and having a signature offer and understanding how to set boundaries in our business, right? If we still have all of this debris within us, we're going to freeze. We're going to shut down. We're not going to be willing to try. We're not going to be willing to fail. We're not going to be willing to ask for a sale. We're not going to be willing to share our offer for fear that people are going to judge it or make fun of it or criticize it or question our worth. So we just, I'm just not going to bother, right? But then that means so many of us are just shutting down and we're not stepping into our soul's purpose and we're not fulfilling our contribution that we're meant to be making in this lifetime to the world. And so we struggle with these suppressed and oppressed feelings and we go into lower vibrational energies like depression. We feel anxiety because we're so dysregulated and so out of alignment with who we're meant to be and how we're truly meant to show up. So I want to share with you some information here that I pulled up. So I'm going to read this to you because I'm not going to pretend like I can just like, I'm not a dictionary or a thesaurus. I can't just remember everything. But the voice and pelvic floor have neurological connections that cause them to work together and mirror each other. So if we are shutting down our voice, we're also shutting down our ability to create. Okay, they are mirroring each other. This is a reason it was a funny question when I started putting this information out there that someone asked. They said, is that why certain activities, again, we'll keep this PG, are better with the sound on, meaning vocalization? And yes, that is true, especially if we're dealing with a partner that has more to offer in certain ways. By opening the throat and making certain noises and vocalizations, it relaxes the cervix. And so things are more open and primed to receive. So it's fascinating to see how there is this massive connection between the larynx and the uterus, the vocal cords and the cervix. And if we actually were to look at pictures of the larynx and the uterus, we'll see that they look very, very similar. They look very similar. Okay, so this is something that it's important for us to understand. So if we're feeling like, ugh, like I can't show up in my business, I can't speak, I can't create content, we've got a massive block with our voice and in our womb space. And this means that instead of focusing so much on our business, we need to be focusing more on the feminine embodiment, the energetics aspect of ourself for a while. So this is actually what I do with my clients. They'll come in, they hire me to help them build out their signature offer and their ascension funnel and create their business. But sometimes we have to work more on their personal life first. We have to do this healing work around the beliefs, around boundaries, around speaking the truth. Because if we don't have that together and if we don't have that healed, showing up in our business it's really challenging. I will go ahead and say it's almost impossible if we're still really carrying a lot of that stuff. So it's important. That's why I created my Untangled process, where I take women through systematically to clear out these programs. So let's go into this more. All right. So if we have issues with our pelvic floor, it can actually cause our voices to become deeper. How wild is that? There's also a connection. I want to pull all this up because I found this very, very interesting. See, cervix come from the Latin word for neck. That's what it was. I was like, this is really, really fascinating because they were the same thing. It's also the neck of that part of our anatomy. Okay. So this connection is important. Now, one of the ways that we can work on improving the connection is making sure that we're starting to use our voice more. We have to start setting boundaries. We have to start saying what it is that we want and what it is that we need. This whole people-pleasing thing, especially if you're one of my possum witches moon archetypes, probably struggle a lot with people-pleasing. Also, so do my sheep archetypes. My peacocks struggle with people-pleasing, but for a very different reason. So if we're in this space of like, I want everyone to like me, I want to make sure everyone's happy, I feel obligated to take care of people, we're not going to say, hey, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Or if someone invites us, I have friends who do this, and I honestly think it's just kind of funny at this point. It used to really frustrate me, but now I just accept it and love them. But you invite them to something, right? And now, oh yeah, I can do that. And then they cancel last minute, right? Over text, where there's not, What are you going to say? Like, okay, like, thanks. But because they're afraid of that rejection or upsetting someone, they won't just say right off the bat, hey, I love that idea. I'm not sure I can make that happen today. I'll let you know closer to the time, right? Like, okay. Or, sorry, I'm really exhausted. I like, thank you so much for thinking of me and extending the invitation, but I'm going to pass this time. Like it's so simple, yet for a lot of people, things like that are very, very challenging. So we overgive in our businesses, we overgive in our personal life, and then we become very burnt out and we don't have time for our businesses. So I was just having a conversation with a previous client of mine who went through my Untangle process, where she's working on building those boundaries, right? And recognizing as she's gone full time in her business that it's something she has to do, because she's found that the more free time that she had, the more she was feeling this subconscious obligation to say, okay, sure, I'll help you with this, or okay, yeah, I'll take care of that. And then she's finding she has no energy left or anything left for her own business. And so it's like, we have to learn, this is important. This is my business. I'm sorry, I'm working today. Just because I make my own schedule and I'm not answering and punching someone's time clock, I still have a business and I need to treat it that way, right? So these kinds of things are super, super important for us to work on and really move through as we are working to build our businesses. So I would really love to hear from everyone today about what kind of challenges you're seeing in your own businesses or personal life pertaining to the struggle with expressing boundaries, speaking your truth, maybe asking for sales, setting a boundary with a client. A lot of us in the coaching industry, we do like boxer coaching, and we set a time, right? Where it's like from a lot of people are like 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., right? Something like that. And then, yeah, when people message after hours, we still feel this obligation to get back to them, right? Versus just turning off notifications and turning them back on at 9 a.m. the next day, you know, because we feel obligated. We feel like, oh gosh, they're paying me. I have to go above and beyond. I have to show up in this way. That burns us out because we're not protecting and honoring our own energy. Or if we're giving away too many services for free, or if we're feeling like we have to do more for someone than what they paid for. So all of these things are connected to this. I feel like I have to give more of myself and what I need is not important. One more thing that I want to cover with this is about our vagal nerve. The vagal nerve, or the vagus nerve, I've heard it said both ways. Runs down our neck, and it actually is part of what connects the throat into the womb space. So doing things that can activate that nerve and to stimulate that nerve can be very helpful to help kind of clear some of this energy out, this stuck energy and trapped energy, and allow us to make more movement towards healing this. The other thing is working on humming. Singing. This is a reason why I feel like for me, I personally have struggled less with my voice and like speaking openly than some of my other like archetypes. I have a dragon archetype, which is an archetype. And so that one's a little bit more aggressive versus my underactive archetypes that are going to be more like shut down and timid. And so with that, I haven't struggled as much with sharing my voice. And I feel like it's why it's easier for me to sing light language, because I don't judge the sounds as they come through. A lot of people, when they're trying to practice light language, there's this, like, it feels weird. I don't want to say that. It sounds weird. I'm not sure. So they're almost like this judgment of what we're bringing through. And so it's blocked, right? They typically bring through the sigils or the light weaving more easily. But if we can practice singing, even if we're not the best singer, it's okay. Sing in your car, sing in the shower, allow yourself to feel that moving through you. Practice the humming exercises. When do your meditations, you can do the om. You can also do the bumblebee hum, which is the tongue behind the teeth, and take that deep breath in and then let it out. That vibration is going to help to clear stuck energy out of the throat and help you feel more connected and open to that throat space. All right. So that is what I have for you all today. I hope that this was helpful. I hope that you learned some things. If you have questions, I'm happy to answer them. Just leave them in the comments, and I will see you all next time. Thank you. And as always, namaste.